Here in Britain, a legal gagging order preventing the media reporting allegations about the former head of the Royal Bank of Scotland, Sir Fred Goodwin, has been lifted after it was challenged in the House of Lords. June Kelly has this report.
Top city bankers are not usually known by their nicknames, but he was Fred the Shred, Sir Fred Goodwin, the man who was at the helm of the Royal Bank of Scotland when it had to be bailed out with £20 billion of taxpayers' money. In the past, the focus has been on his pension payout, but now it's on his private life. In a rare moment of high drama in the House of Lords, a Lib Dem peer used parliamentary privilege to raise the stakes in the injunction debate.
Would he accept that every taxpayer has a direct public interest in the events leading up to the collapse of the Royal Bank of Scotland? So how can it be right for a super injunction to hide the alleged relationship between Sir Fred Goodwin and a senior colleague?
Fast forward a few hours to the courts, and with the allegations now out in the open, a judge agreed to vary the injunction. Sir Fred can be named, but there's still a ban on details of the alleged sexual relationship and the other person involved.